Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
McNeil potentially being traded. I guess the Mets weren't actively pursuing trading him, but teams were calling the Mets about McNeil. I mean, the Alonso market, Diaz saying that he thought it was 50-50, that he comes back. I'm sorry. And we talked about before joking around about the tree, the coaching trees with Parcells or Tibbs or Riley, whatever. I also would have a firm stance on this stuff. And I know you got to play the game to a certain extent. I wouldn't be willing to do the dance, BT. I tell Diaz, look, we gave you the deal you wanted last time. Do you want to be back or not? Like, let's not play free agent footsie here all offseason long. If you want the most money, that's fine. You're going to go get more money elsewhere because the Mets also have to protect themselves, and the Yankees too, but in this particular case, the Mets. You have to protect yourself from being used. So how do you protect yourself from being used? You go out there and say, we want you back. Here's the offer. And this is it. David Stearns is not stupid. He has an idea of what the market's going to be and an idea of what he would want to pay Diaz. If I could come up with parameters for Alonso or Diaz, in Alonso's case, it was 6 for 180, and then, okay, if they counter real quick with 6 for 200, all right, I'm going to do that. So you could come up with parameters and have a early negotiation. And you could also get a feel for saying, if you want to play the market like Diaz, here's what we would give you. I'll give you 4 years, 80, whatever it may be, 4 years, $75 million. And he says, nah, I think I'm going to get more. Then I would say, thank you for your service, Edwin. We really loved you. Here's a trumpet. Now get the hell out of here. Enough.
Here's a trumpet. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you got to have some.
Man, that's
funny. What are you going to do?
Dude.
Let him hold you over a barrel? Or whatever.
I don't know if you would be the best executive of all time or the absolute worst.
All right. Well, how would you handle it?
I think I'd be a little softer than that. And only because you've got to respect. These guys get the free agency once or twice. You know what I mean?
You ever see Mr. Deeds?
Yes, I did see Mr. Okay. Of course, Sandler. Absolutely.
So when the Sandman is having the negotiations with the quarterback for the Jets, right?
Yeah.
And the quarterback thinks one thing or whatever. And remember, his father like had to yell at him and apologize for the way that he handled himself. But the Sandman, Mr. Deeds, handled that how you should. There's a right and a wrong way. I'm all for paying you what you're worth, what the market says. Let's not play the game. You're 50-50. If we come back, I don't know what they want. Well, here's what I know. If I'm talking to Diaz in this case, if I'm Steve Cohen, here's what I know, Edwin. You were a free agent a few years back. You wanted a big contract, you wanted to be here, and I wanted you back. And what did we do? We gave you 5 years, $100 million. You chose to opt out of that contract. You also were hurt for one of those full years, by the way. After we paid you $100 million, you didn't perform for a full year. You've also been inconsistent. You've been good, and you're one of the best clubs, and we love you, but you've also been inconsistent. We also won 83 games with you. If I can win 83 games with you, I can win 83 games without you. Now, maybe you leave that part out because that's a little personal. But you get the point.
I'm good. I'm going to go somewhere else.
All right.
Talk about like putting the guy in the corner.
No,
like,
you're trying
to kick him in the ass out the door.
I hit him with the hearts the first. And then I would say, I'll be, what do you think you're worth?
I got
and then,
you.
Okay, here's where I think you're worth.
I hear you.
And then
I just think that you do that stuff more in arbitration. Like where, I'm not even saying you're wrong. You did win 83 games. With them. Here's the bottom line. Whether it's Pete, whether it's Diaz, whether it's McNeil, whether it's Nimmo, you know, the next World Series game we watch with the Mets will be the first with this crew. So, you know, I'm not talking about 2015. I'm talking about this crew.
Yeah.
So I am open to everything. And yeah, I've said before, I think there's very, very little chance that both Pete and Diaz are back. And if I'm running the Mets, I'm not bringing both back. I don't need them both. I really don't. I think I'd prefer Pete over Diaz. I do. But I'm not moving mountains in terms of tacking on extra years or going bonkers with the money to make sure Pete Alonso stays with the Mets. No disrespect. That's just how I've got to frame my team moving forward because they got a lot of work to do.
One thing I respect, and it's not always the case with the Yankees, and I'm not saying the Mets never are decisive about it, but the Yankees last year, for example, wanted Soto. They go to whatever length they wanted to go to for Soto. When there's a line drawn, they need to draw the line. Fine. Okay, here's our offer, our best offer. Take it. Great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Not, we're going to pivot. He takes the Mets offer. What do? They pivot immediately.
Yeah.
Not, oh, let's
right
play
away.
Free agent footsie with everybody and see what comes to us. Identify, we want Fried. Like, they already had plan B in place. They go get Fried. You want 8 years? All right, we really don't want to do that. We'll give you the 8 years. Boom, done. On to the next. Bellinger, boom, done.
Devin Williams.
Not being held up by...
Yep.
Alonso or Diaz.
But it's November, whatever. I don't think the Mets are being held up.
But
last year they were.
Okay, and the trajectory is going to be similar. This didn't happen with Diaz in 2022, which leads me to believe that things are different from where the Mets stand, which I understand and respect.
Sure.
It's a very simple, you either want the player or you don't want the player. They're operating in the gray area where we want the players, but... And I don't operate in gray areas. And that's where maybe we have the difference.
Okay, so I also don't really care what Stearns is saying because he's got to say something. You go to these, what did Op just say?
No, something bad in my ear. Not even funny.
Not even funny?
No. Oh, BS. That was great.
Okay, well, why do you say
go
it on the air
let's
then?
Hear it. Yeah.
I was just saying that Sal is admitting he doesn't operate in butts.
You see? You say, I told you it wasn't funny. You wanted it on the air.
Yeah. That didn't. Yeah, I got it.
I'm not going to go down in the anals.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so go ahead. Sorry.
What the hell was they saying?
I don't know, dude. You answered it. You got
that,
it.
Yeah. I should not have called for that to come on. You were right. You were right. All right, I think it's not. I'm just not wrapped up in what Stearns is saying because you have to say something. That's what I was going to. Like, but, you can't go to the winter meetings. Is it the GM or the – it's the GM.
GM
meetings,
right? I was getting, winter meetings coming up in December.
Yeah, for sure. You can't go to the GM meetings as a GM and say, no comment, guys. No. Like, you got to say something.
Do you think he's lying, though?
No, I think that he's very intelligent, and I think that he's straddling the fence of, well, the door's open, but if the door closes, I didn't say anything that will be held against me in terms of being contradictory to what I previously said. Because I think, yeah, I want Pete. We like Pete. Pete's been a great Met, but it was never so definitive where if he goes to the Red Sox, Met fans would be like, dude, you told us for sure. He was going, what are you doing? I think that's just playing, it's playing the game.
I know, but if they wanted the player, they would just get the player like they wanted Soto.
It's November. What's the date? November.
I'm not saying they're not going to get him.
It's November 14th.
I'm not saying they're not going to get him, and I believe that they do want them back at their what they believe is a good value.
But is that a bad thing? At a bad value?
Okay, so then
I mean, at a good value. Pardon me.
Well, but did they say that with Juan Soto?
Juan Soto's different, dude.
I understand. So that, but that's the point. They wanted Juan Soto. They wanted Yamamoto. It wasn't, we want Yamamoto, but... It was, we want Yamamoto. And they did everything in their power to get Yamamoto. They wanted Soto. They did everything in their power to get Soto. They don't want Pete like that. That's clear. So I don't need to hear him say, I don't want Pete, because I do believe he does want Pete back. But he doesn't want him back enough to stop with this nonsense. Dude, it's been 2 years of it. You're going to drag it out again? Pete earned it. I think he was the Mets' most valuable player a year ago. Where is your lineup going to be without him? That's why I'm saying just get it out in front of this. Stop doing the dance and waiting for everybody else. What do you think the market's going to be? What does Pete want? Find out what Pete wants. He wants 6 or 7 years. I'll give you 6 years, $180 million. You think you could beat that? How much are you going to beat that by? You want to be here or not? And if you get to a point where you don't feel comfortable, then you could let him walk. But I would just do that now as opposed to waiting to see the market develop.
I think that that could have more of an adverse effect than letting it drag out and just kind of going through the natural development of the market. Because if I pretend you're Pete, right? Yeah. Think about what Pete went through last year. You know, now Pete had a down year, but Pete's had a really prolific power career. He's had some big seasons, man. He's been a great man. And Pete had to sit there and sit by the side of the road when everybody, you know, Soto's getting sweets and this guy's getting that. And I'm sure it bothered him because he's human and it should have bothered him. And I come to you after last year and I say, all right, Pete, here's what we're offering. You know, 5 years at 160, I'm just, I could be off on that. Or even six or whatever it might be. And that's it. We got to know. Like, there's no room to negotiate. Here's what we're doing. You want to stay?
Yeah.
Like, that to me is not opening up a productive dialogue. If I'm Pete, I'm on the defensive a little bit. I'm like, whoa. You know, all right, I mean, let's at least give me just grant me, even if you just tickle him with no intention to do anything else, at least present it in a way where it makes me feel like you want me more than you did last year.
Okay, fair. And maybe the way I'm presenting it is not that way. I'm not worried about his feelings, but okay. Yeah. Hey, Pete. Oh, it was so much fun watching you hit that historic home run in the Mets uniform. The way you ran those bases. Did I ever tell you how much I love polar bears? Boy, you're such a joy. I could do all that if I need to. Is that what you want? Take a little bit? Okay, fine. Eventually, it all leads to the same place. He wants money. I have money. I want him back because I believe in his power. How are we getting there? And by the way, BT, you could do it in a softer, more practical way where you can negotiate for a week or two now with the idea of, okay, we want this player. You want to be back. Let's hammer it out like they did with Diaz years ago. You could also counter and say maybe the advantage the Mets have is, well, we don't need to do that. Let's let the market.
Yeah, come back to us with your best offer. We got a massive checkbook. We'll see what happens. That's the way you should do it.
I know, but
rather
that,
than making the guy feel like I got to get the hell out of here.
No, but that could take till February. And I'm looking, which it did last year.
It's not. This year's different for Pete. I think it's a different market.
But it did last year.
Because he had an awful year. It's different.
I'm just saying these things can drag out. Scott Boras is a pain in the ass.
He's a complete pain in the ass and his corny quips. I can't stand it anymore. The stupid alliteration. It's just driving me nuts. But I would also, I would wrap up this part of the conversation this way. As long as it doesn't stretch out to a point where it gets in my way of doing things that I need to do, and we're not at that point yet, then I'm okay with it. If we get to that point, well, now I've got to take a page from your playbook and I've got to be a little bit more direct.
Which is what
happened. You want to stay here or no, Pete?
Which is what happened last year, and then they moved on, and then he came crawling back, and they came to the agreement. BT and Sal on the Fan Reset, down with the King topic of the day. When we come back, 888-808-1019. Jets, Giants, Football Friday on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.